to follow everybody else, thanks to organizer, but well, I do want to thank Andrew Toms and Carol Oden for most of the work they done. Okay, so I will talk about education. talking about applications of the ELL program, and in fact, many people already talk about applications. So let me start something. One thing good to visit Shanghai, they equipped my lot of essentially high-tech things. I don't really know how to use this, but I think I can use this one. Yeah, okay. Okay, so let A and B be two unit of separable, amenable, simple fixed algebras. And if the area invariants are the same, A is isomorphic to B. Now, this is unquestionable a theorem, but assumptions are negotiable. So when I'm talking about applications, there are a lot of them. I'm not going to list all of them. And they may refer to different type of the theorem. I don't have a way to describe a unified theorem. So let me first mention some of the known applications, like AP algebras. And certainly the study in the minimum counter systems by Giordano, Putnam, and Stahl. And there are other applications. One of the things I noticed that early in the talks that Thompson gave applications of similar type. And I also want to mention the recent work of Iris and others about symbolic dynamic system substitutions. And I think it's appropriate at least to have one theorem of Kishimoto, so there exists a unitary simple AF algebra and a strongly continuous one-parameter automorphism group alpha of A, such that alpha is not approximately inner. This gives a counterexample of Power and Sakai conjecture for AF algebras. Let me mention that one of the key to the proof is to show this cross product has a tracer rank 0, where the sigma is the two-sided shift to classification theory can be applied. Another thing I want to mention is about this orbifold fairness. So this A theta cross with the Z module for Z, something like it is actually a fixed point algebra of Fourier transform on irrational rotation fixed algebra. And Sammy Water proved that for irrational numbers theta in a dense G delta set, these fixed algebra has a tracer rank 0. And one can pretty easily to compute K1 is 0 and K0 is torsion free. So by applying classification program, one has the following. That's Shani Waters theorem. For irrational numbers, theta in a dense G delta set, the C star algebra A theta cross with C for C is AF. Now, in the application, one may not just apply a statement of classification, but rather some important gradient in the program. What? The so-called existence theorem. So the A and B be two unit of separable amenable system algebra, again, if you have a map between invariant and there is a map from A to B lifted this I call cover. Now I didn't really give all the necessary assumption, And I don't even qualify as a homomorphism. Sometimes you don't really have homomorphism. Okay. And there is something called uniqueness theorem. So I say monomorphism, it could be just some kind of map. And if they have the same idiotic invariant, then there exists a U, somehow U star phi is close to psi. Now I do use a different notation here, and they are not necessarily the same. And actually in the classification theorem, some of them require more invariants for the homomorphisms or monomorphism, which may not appear in the isomorphism statement for the algebras. So there are some applications, not just from the a classification statement, but rather from the existence theorem and uniqueness theorem. So let me mention a uniqueness theorem. This is with the Guihua Gong. So the X be a compact metric space, the A be a unital simple C-star algebra with real rank 0, stable rank 1, weakening and perforate K0A, and with a unique tracer state, tor. Suppose that you have two unital monomorphisms from C of X to A, then there exists a sequence of unitaries, UN. They are approximate unitary equivalent if and only if they induce the same KL element and the trace are the same. This is pretty old now. Let me try to state a relatively new. It's not exactly the generalization of this, but sort of. Maybe I should spend more time on the next theorem. Say C be a unital H algebra. So here I just say any H algebra. It's not simple, not real rank 0, and it could be just a commutative. So that A be a unital simple C star algebra with tracer rank 0. And suppose you have two unital monomorphisms from C to A. Then they are approximately unitary equivalent if and only if these two maps induce the same KL element and the traces are the same. I will give at least one application of this uniqueness theorem. So again, I want to mention Kishimoto, 50 birthday, 60 birthday. So that A be a unital simple A T algebra of real rank 0, and then alpha be an approximately inner automorphism, or perhaps m power of alpha approximately inner. Suppose also that alpha has some Rockling property. And he asked, is the cross product simple H algebra of real rank 0? Okay, let me do some diversion here. So here is a definition of Chris Phillips. That A be a unital simple C star algebra, that alpha be an automorphism, then alpha has tracer Rockling property if the following holds. For any epsilon, any finite subset f, and any integer n, and any given non-zero positive element, there are mutually orthogonal projections E1, E2 to the En, such that alpha map Ei to Ei plus 1 well within an epsilon. And EI almost commutes with A. And 1 minus E is rather small. That's a third condition set. It's not something artificial. you think about the classical rocking property, you have exactly like that. You will have a residual set with arbitrary small measure. And that's exact set.
Well, I see the A's are different, right? And the A's aren't the same.
It's
A. The third one. No, towards the bottom.
It's A. This A is that A.
Yeah, but then there's an A in the second condition.
Wow, these are in F. Sorry. Yeah, X. I should say X. Right. Thank you. And they do exist. Okay, so here is a theorem of Osaka and Phillips. So that A be a unit of simple C-star algebra with trace rank 0, and that alpha be an automorphism. Suppose that A has a unique trace state, then the following are equivalent. Alpha has the trace Lockerbie property, and nth power alpha is now weakly inert in the GNS representation for any n. Or the cross product actually has real rank 0, or the cross product has a unique trace state. So first of all, we know that there are lots of examples from the theorem. I want to make a little change on the definition. So they all are saying, I think there is a, I maybe should start with E0. Or maybe easier it should be E1. But they're all the same, except I want to have this word here. That is, the first one will be the same as the last one, the modular n. So it's kind of cyclic. It's a much stronger version of Lockerbie property. So now, some notation that A be a C-star algebra, and that T of A be a trace state space, and this rho of A is the point of variation for the traces, right? This is the homomorphism from K0 of A to the affine functions, real affine functions on the trace state space. So we have the following theorem. A be a unit of separable simple C-star algebra with trace rank 0, and then alpha be automorphism, and let's say the nth power fixed something, fix a subgroup of K0, which is pretty large in the sense that the image of rho of A is density in the image of K0, and assume alpha has a cyclic trace Lockerbie property, then the cross product as trace rank 0. Well, it seems quite a strong conditions there, so let me explain it a bit. Using the previous uniqueness theorem, one can prove the following. A be a unit of separable simple C-star algebra with trace rank 0, and that alpha, the automorphism, if it does have this assumption, fix a subgroup, and suppose the alpha has trace Lockerbie property, then it actually has a cyclic trace Lockerbie property. So under these assumptions, these two things are the same. So we can replace the trace Lockerbie property, cyclic trace Lockerbie property, by just say trace Lockerbie property. So you can remove this cyclic thing. And how about this condition? Well, in many cases, actually, it's necessary. But let me just state a corollary. So that A be a unit of simple H-star algebra with real rank 0 and with the slow dimension growth, and that alpha be an automorphism on A. Suppose that alpha has a trace Lockerbie property. And suppose that it does have this property, fixed a subgroup. Then A is again a unit of simple H algebra with real rank 0 and slow diminution growth.
The cross product, yes, of course.
I wish I can just add to it.
Yeah.
Okay. So why this here? So as a further corollary, I hope this time cross product will appear.
So the 8-year unit of simple H algebra with real length zero and with slow dimension growth, and that alpha B and automorphisms on A. Suppose that the nth power alpha is approximately enough for some integer n, then okay, this is good. If you have the cross product. So cross product is again a unit of simple H algebra with real length zero and slow dimension growth. So this is sort of answer the Kishimoto's question. He asked the AT algebra. Now you just need to be careful, avoid a torsion coming. But now you have if alpha itself is approximately in there, no problem. But in general, you only have AT algebra, and you got AT algebra.
You need some hypothesis on alpha, though. Is there a traceable Lipkin property or something?
Yes, something is missing. That's right. Alpha has a Cheshire-Rockland problem. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Thought I got that.
But still also, well, so that would be incompatible with alpha Cheshire being human identity, right?
Well, then that condition will automatically hold because alpha to the n power is the identity on K theory, so it's a fix everything. In particular, a subgroup.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. I mean, I suppose that, alpha to the M is the identity, then maybe it won't help because...
Lockery property. That's a Cheshire Lockery property.
They'll prevent that. It says that,
Chris Osoka theorem particularly says it won't happen.
There won't be identity, for example.
Because
your welcome property is generic. Yeah. Even if I'm approximately normal, just even if there's no assumption in the corollary, there's no assumption, then you could say generically it's true that the cross product is some. Yes. So now move to F embedding. So let X be a compact matrix space and alpha be a homeomorphism on X. And it was proved by Pittner that this cross product is quasi diagonal if and only if alpha is a pseudo non wandering. Let me omit how to define that. It's not wandering. And if only if that cross product can be embedded into an F algebra. Okay, so given a unit of stably finite C star algebra A and an alpha be automorphism, and when can the cross product embed into a unit of simple F algebra? That's the question I'm interested in. And a question of what Grosko asked is that X be a compact metric space, and suppose you have a Z2 action, and ask if the cross product with Z2 being embedded into an F algebra. Let me mention some early results. So it's Nate Brown result that A be a unit to F algebra, and alpha be an automorphism group, and the following are equivalent. The cross product can be embedded into an F algebra, and the cross product is quasi diagonal. And the cross product is stably finite, and you don't compress the thing in K0. Okay. So this is about F algebra. So answer. This is part of the question here. Oh, it's not your birthday then. 10-year birthday maybe. To mention any more twice. Might be 10-year birthday. So let A be a UHF. Okay, right. So ABA UHF algebra and alpha, this is the CN action. Then there is in the F algebra B and the monomorphism, so that the cross product can embed into B. So it's embeddable. Yeah. And then I want to mention Matsui theorem. So that it says that A be a unit to simple H algebra of real rank 0 and alpha is in automorphism group, in the automorphism group, then you can always embed the cross product into a unit of simple alpha algebra. So now let's see the a unit to H algebra and fix a automorphism alpha. So you ask when C, the cross product, can be embedded into a unit of simple AF algebra. Or maybe ask even a simpler question, when can C itself be embedded into a unit of simple AF algebra? Well, suppose that there is a unit of monomorphism from C to B for some unit of simple AF algebra B. And you pick a trace state of B, and you look at the composition that gives you a faithful trace state of C. And the proposition is that the following: that C be a unit of H algebra, then C can be embedded into a unit of simple F algebra, different only if C itself admits a faithful trace state. So this could be easily answered. Okay, so here's the theory. If C be a unit to H algebra, and then alpha be a automorphism, then this cross product can be embedded into a unit of simple F algebra if and only if C admits a faithful alpha invariant trace state. So let me briefly say something about the proof. So for the notation, let U be the universal UHF algebra, and we use the sigma for the shift. And this is quite a complicated definition. And what it really says is somehow you have this homotopy lemma. It says that if this thing almost commutes with this, then you can not only you can have you choose a different path, it still almost commutes with this, but the length can be controlled. Not only the length can be controlled, the length could very smooth in a sense if have some Lipschitz condition. Okay, that's a property. Okay. In many cases, it's automatic. So I want you to pay attention to the following lemma of Matsui. It says that he didn't stay that way, but basically that's what it is. A be a unit of separable C-star algebra, and B be a unit of simple separable C-star algebra of trace rank 0. And let's say phi from A to B be a unit of embedding, and look at an automorphism on A, and another one automorphism on B. Suppose you look at the composition has a property H, for some positive number L, and suppose there is a continuous path of unitaries, not in B, but in B tensor U, satisfying this. So these things are asymptotically unitary equivalent. Now this is not beta zero, but the beta zero tends with this shift sigma. Then you can find a unitaries W and a sequence of unitaries Vn in the tensor product, such as this sort of intertwining. Okay, and we'll use this lemma in the proof. But to apply this, you will need some asymptotically unitary equivalence. So here, I don't really need to define this because more than one people already define that. So this is asymptotically unitary equivalence. And the question is when phi and psi are asymptotically unitary equivalent. So let me try to describe that. Let's say you have two maps, but unit monomorphisms, and you compose something like a mapping torus, just n fixed n points, and then you obtain a short exact sequence like this. So this is C, this is just a suspension. So in the middle is the mapping torus. And suppose there is a continuous path. So U of T composed with this is a phi 2. Okay? They are asymptotically unitary equivalent. And then you can define a theta from C to the mapping torus by doing this. And at the end of point 1, you just define phi 2. So it's split. So in particular, phi 1, phi 2, if phi 1, phi 2 are asymptotic unitary current, then they must be in the same class in KK. Moreover, they have the same trace. But let's say you fix a unitary in the mapping torus, and say you have a piecewise smooth path, then you can define this rotation. This is nothing new. I mean, certainly start with maybe even earlier than that. Louis Axel have this kind of thing there. And so what happened is that you do have homomorphisms. And if you have a self-adjoint element, say smooth in the mapping torus, say you have exponential, and you can integrate this, you will find that this has to be zero because the traces are the same. Remember, this H0 and H1 just to end the map, they have the same trace, it has to be zero. So that means the rho is constant on each connect component of the unitary group. Well, we assume C1. So we obtain a homomorphism from K1 to R, and consequently we obtain a homomorphism from the mapping K1 mapping torus to the affine continuous function of tracial state. And now if you consider this exact sequence, we know the split. If we assume these two things are asymptotically unitary equivalent, if you just take a projection P, and we know that this embedding look like this. So we have the following commutative diagram. So you have the variation to the tracial space, and then you have a rotation map. So what happens is if they have the same K, when they have the same KK element, you have something split with a theta, and we write this thing equals zero if theta maps K1 of C into the kernel of this rotation map. Then we say a rotation map vanishes. Now let me describe a little bit more. If K1 of C is free, and in the previous slide here, if this map didn't map to anything else but map to the image of that, so K0 have the image here. If you map the image of K0, then this thing is actually zero. Now, be careful in general, even if this thing is there, this thing may not split in general. But if we do have this asymptotic unitary equivalent, then this thing splits, and then this thing is zero. So this is exactly the same as described in the, again, Hishimoto, but with Kongjin's paper. It's, I use the same notation. I hope that it's the right notation. So the Okay, so let me state a proposition. So the AB unit of separable C-star algebra set find the universal coefficient theorem. That B be a unit of separable C-star algebra. Suppose two monomorphisms, unit two monomorphisms, are actually, there is a T here, asymptotic units are equivalent. Then these two things induce same element in KK, traces are the same, and this thing vanishes. So the third time Kishimoto. So Kishimoto and Kunjian prove that A be a unit of simple AT algebra with real rank zero, and if you have two automorphisms, and they are asymptotically unitary equivalent if only if they induce the same KK element and that thing vanishes as interfere. So now, the C be a unit of H algebra and the A be a unit of separable simple C-star algebra with trace rank zero. Suppose there are two, 515 are two unit monomorphisms, then they are asymptotically unitary equivalent if and only if they induce the same element in KK, they have the same trace, and this thing is zero. Now you notice I put additional condition here which didn't appear in their theorem. But, well, since they have a real rank zero in both ends, so with the same KK element implies that they have the same trace. But here I only have a H algebra. It could be commutative, so we really need this traceable condition here. Obviously, it's necessary. So this is also itself a uniqueness theorem. It used the previous mentioned uniqueness theorem, an existence theorem, and as well as something called the basic homotopy lemma, which I talked about in the department last month. It's a sort of a generalization of a basic homotopy lemma of Blatt-Terry. I was able to see Blatt-Terry now. And Elliot Evans Kishimoto's paper. So, from here, let me restate a theorem that we are able to show that if this is H algebra, and it's a cross product, then it can be embedded into unit of simple F algebra if and only if C admits a faithful alpha invariant tracer state. Well, I've tried to convince George this is not a garden. You see, we have this a formation like that everywhere. They're the same place. Just all these stone. I want to convince you it's not a garden in previous slides.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They're homotopy trivials, you know. Right.
Are there no arches there?
Hmm?
You sure there are no arches there?
Well, not in the picture. okay, so let me go a little beyond with the asymptotic unit equivalent and put the word strong. Simply means that I want these UT connect to the identity. This is something Mari just mentioned that, you never appeared before. So you have to have some Chinese subtitles. The computer comes from China. So, So let me quickly mention this proposition. So suppose you have a unit of homomorphism, and you take a unitary, and you make this one here, just a unitary conjugate, and this thing is a asymptotic unitary equivalent to itself, then unitary is here. I think it should follow your theorem. So this is the okay. So I want to state this theorem. So the A, let C be a unit of AH algebra, and A be a unit of separable simple sister algebra. And suppose this is equal K one of A itself, then the if they are asymptotic unitary equivalent, then you can do it. With asymptotic unitary equivalent is the same as a strong asymptotic unitary equivalent. And this is particular in many cases. For example, it is a case when this algebra is commutative, that K1 is that, so everything works. So in particular, they are unitary approximate. I think asymptotic unitary equivalent is the same as a strong unitary equivalent. So it's same as these conditions. So we need it in several applications that when you really want to connect two things. So let's recall Vygotsky's problem. So let X be a compact metric space, and gamma be a Z2 action, and again, when can this be embedded into an F algebra? Now, I changed the question a little bit. Instead of say embedding to an F algebra, I say ask when can be embedded into a unit of simple F algebra. That they are not the same thing. And for one thing, that a F algebra may not embed into unit of simple F algebra like compact, for example, because they don't have a trace. So now let C be a unit of AH algebra, and let lambda be a ZK action. Then the cross product of ZK can be embedded into unit of simple AF algebra if and only if C admits a faithful lambda invariant Trisha state. So the condition is again the same thing, that you want to have an invariant faithful Trisha state. It didn't really answer this question, because that if something can embedded into an F algebra may not be embedded into a simple F algebra. This is already the case in the C of X case. Okay. But anyway, this is at least a partially answer the question. I myself find it's more useful for me to embed into a unit of simple F algebra. So let me just say something about proof. For that, allow me to introduce more notations. So if you look at a shift, remember the shift, and you have a monomorphism actually mapped back to you. And in this case, actually more, because the sigma is the same as identity in KK, and trace are the same, and since K1 U is zero and this thing is same as that. So in particular, there exists a continuous path. So they are asymptotic unitary equivalent. And moreover, the embedding thing does not change the trace. So just remember that. And then let's define something slightly different. You cancel with U, and you go to the first copy. And I want to psi U sigma to this thing. Okay, it didn't do anything. This you didn't do anything in the image here.
Then psi is a unit monomorphism, and I use S be isomorphism from here to here. And then I use this iota for this map. So I really want this map as in my notation. I go this far just for this. Okay. You wish I wish I can tell you why I want to do this. Apparently I want to cure something in the middle of a proof. So I want to state a uniqueness theorem, but it's slightly different. Remember that when I can do AH algebra, because they sort of something known, or at least we sort of know that there is a uniqueness theorem. But when I do this Z2 beyond Z1, then you have a cross product. If you have a AH algebra and a cross product, we don't really know there is a uniqueness theorem. But if you allow yourself a twist somehow, you have this. Okay, so C is a H algebra, alpha is a automorphism, and let's say A has this property, and let's say A is quite K-theory, quite friendly, there is no infinitesimal element, and now you look two homomorphisms, two monomorphisms from the cross product to A, and assume the traits are the same, so therefore the K-theory are the same, and assume the rotation things as in here. So you see this J0 is embedded. Okay. Why I have a T here? Oh, well, good. And then there exists a sequence of unitary, so I have asymptotic unitary equivalence. Now be careful, it's not the same map. Okay, it's a different map. I did this, if you remember what is the iota is. And for that, I have a uniqueness theorem. And so I think that was the main ingredient to prove this partial solution to the Wolff-Lascher theorem question. And they also have existing theory that I don't want to mention. I think I only have a few minutes. So as a corollary, we have the following. So you have a compact metric space, you have a ZK action, and this thing can be embedded into a unit of simple AF algebra if only if X admits a lambda invariant strictly positive Borel problem measure. Strictly means every non-empty open set has a positive measure. And now, with the help of Nate Brown's argument, this can push to the following, that you can actually, with any finite generated abelian group, can be embedded in the same statement.
What is
lambda in the principle? So this is the ZK action. Here is just finite general group. Let me provoke a question, which I don't really have time to talk about. Dynamic system. Yes. So let X be a compact metric space with a finite covering dimension. And suppose you have two minimum homeomorphisms. And suppose that we have this. I don't even know what these are. Something a little bit more than the K theorem. So you do need a KK, for example, and the traces and so on. So if everything right, can we say something about alpha beta? Maybe approximately conjugate or something like that? And I hope we have. Matsui and I have some partial results to get that. And I hope that the classification program can be used to prove something like that. Maybe I should end here.
Your computer's about to shut down.
About shut down, right.
Any questions?
Well.
maybe they solve the problem.
The orbital result is now known for all irrational data and also for ZR2G.
Oh, okay, great.
With the same kind of technical uses virtual ranks of classification.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I haven't got that. Is it published?
It's on the archive.
Okay.
Any other comments?
Okay, well, you have a statement about Hegel's statement about starting with an AH algebra and then ending with something that's tracing rank 0.
Yes.
And, well, what happens if you just have, say, tracing rank 1?
Well, that's something I'm doing every day there, aiming at the computer. I think I wish I can say, you know, I've done, but let's say, you know, just putting my cross for four more days.
And how is the computer helping?
Oh.
What's Stone Star mean?
Oh, so I thought, you know, I really want to write what it is. So you can have one cycle, two. So you have K theory, and I think you also need a total K theory if you want to include all the torsion case. So you have to have KK, but also you have to order and the chase. So you have to order the invariant has to be there. So
it's another way of writing the Elliott invariant or something?
Probably. I don't have this. We should have this. That right. I have this ball face thing, right? Used it for, yes. Maybe I should.
Okay. Are there any others? All right. We have. Well, let's take questions again.